You are current. But are you really? I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, right here on Radio Hanger, and today we are going to dig into one of the most misunderstood regulations in all of general aviation, Federal Aviation Regulation 61.57. The recent experience requirements, because here's the thing, you passed your check ride. You have your certificate. It does not expire, but your ability to exercise the privileges on that certificate absolutely does have an expiration date, and it resets based on things you have or have not done in the last 90 days. And before we get rolling, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. If you've hit a milestone in your training, first solo, private pilot, instrument rating, they make challenge coins for every one of those moments. It's a great way to mark the wins along the way. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. All right, let's talk about what 61.57 actually says, because most pilots can tell you the rough idea but stumble on the details, and the details are where check rides end and where the FAA comes knocking. The core rule is this: to act as pilot in command carrying passengers, you need to have made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days, not calendar months, 90 days. You count backwards from the date of the flight, and those takeoffs and landings need to be in an aircraft of the same category, class. And if a type rating is required, the same type. So if you fly a single-engine land airplane, your 3 takeoffs and landings need to be in a single-engine land airplane. Time in a multi-engine or a helicopter does not count toward your single-engine currency. Now, here is where students and newer pilots get tripped up. You do not need to be current to fly solo or to fly with another rated pilot. Currency under 61.57 is specifically about carrying passengers. You can absolutely go out by yourself, knock out 3 takeoffs and 3 landings, and now you are current again. That is exactly what the regulation expects you to do. But let's make this real for a second. It's Saturday morning. Your spouse and your kid want to fly up the coast for breakfast. You check your logbook and your last flight was 88 days ago. You did 3 landings that day. You are legal. Barely, but legal. Now, what if that last flight was 91 days ago? You're not carrying passengers today, period. You either go fly 3 laps in the pattern by yourself first, or the family trip waits. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The regulation does not say 3 full stop landings. For daytime currency, touch and goes count. Each touch and go is 1 takeoff and 1 landing. 3 trips around the pattern doing touch and goes and you have met the requirement. That is a 15 or 20 minute exercise at most airports. But, and this is a big but, nighttime is different. If you want to carry passengers at night, you need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to a full stop during the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. Not just after dark, not just after official sunset, 1 hour after sunset. The FAA is very specific about this window, and those landings must be full stop. No touch and goes for night currency. You bring the airplane to a complete stop, taxi back, and do it again. Let's walk through this together, because the day and night currency requirements are independent of each other. You can be day current, but not night current. You can even be night current, but not day current, although that is a strange situation. There are 2 separate clocks running at the same time. Say you did 3 full-stop night landings on March 15th. Your night passenger currency runs through June 13th, 90 days. On April 20th, you did 3 daytime touch-and-goes. Your day passenger currency runs through July 19th. Those are 2 separate expiration dates in your logbook, and you need to track both. Now, let me tell you where this gets people in trouble in the real world. You fly regularly during the summer. Every couple of weeks, you're out there. Currency is no problem. Then fall comes, the weather gets ugly, the days get short, and suddenly it's December and you have not flown since October. You are not current, and worse, you're probably not proficient either. But we will come back to that. The examiner on your private pilot check ride is looking for you to understand this regulation clearly. It shows up on the oral exam, and here's how it usually goes. They will give you a scenario. Something like, your last 3 landings were 89 days ago and you want to take your friend flying tomorrow night. Walk me through whether you can do that and what you need to do if you cannot. They want to hear you work through the logic day. Currency, night currency, the full stop requirement, the 1 hour after sunset window. If you can walk through that scenario cleanly, you are in great shape. But 61.57 does not stop at takeoffs and landings. There is a whole other section on instrument currency, and even though it does not apply until you have your instrument rating, understanding it now will save you headaches later. For instrument currency, You need to have performed and logged within the preceding 6 calendar months at least 6 instrument approaches, holding procedures, and intercepting and tracking courses through the use of navigational electronic systems. 6 approaches in 6 months, and if you let that lapse, you enter a grace period. Another 6 calendar months where you can get current by doing those tasks, but only with a safety pilot or in an approved simulator. If you let that second 6 months lapse without getting current, you need an instrument proficiency check with an examiner or an authorized instructor. That is basically a mini check ride. Nobody wants to go through that. So the instrument currency timeline is really 12 months total. 6 months where you should be maintaining currency, followed by 6 months of grace where you can still self-cure, and then after that you need a formal check. The key takeaway is do not let it slide. Fly approaches regularly. Even if you're a VFR pilot planning to get your instrument rating. Understand this structure now because it will govern your flying life once you have that rating. Let me bring up something that the regulation does not say, but that every good instructor will tell you. Currency is not proficiency. They are 2 completely different things. Currency is a legal standard. Did you check the boxes? 3 takeoffs, 3 landings, 90 days. Proficiency is a skill standard. Can you actually fly the airplane safely? You can be perfectly current and dangerously rusty. You flew 3 laps in the pattern 89 days ago. You are technically legal to take your family up. But you have not touched an airplane in almost 3 months. Your scan is going to be slow. Your radio calls might be hesitant. Your crosswind correction is going to be a half second behind. You are legal, but are you safe? That is a question only you can answer honestly. The Airman Certification Standards actually address this. The FAA expects pilots to exercise good judgment about their own fitness and proficiency. Personal minimums are not just about weather, they are about your own readiness. If you have not flown in 2 months, maybe your first flight back is solo. Go up, knock the rust off, do some steep turns, some slow flight, a few landings, get comfortable again. Then bring the family. Here is a practical tip that saves a lot of headaches. Build currency maintenance into your routine. If you fly at least once every 3 or 4 weeks, you will almost never have a currency problem. It is when you let the gap stretch to 6, 8, 10 weeks that you start sweating the 90-day math. And frankly, if you are going that long between flights, the currency question is the least of your worries. Your skills are degrading whether the regulation notices or not. One more thing that trips people up. Tailwheel airplanes have an additional requirement. If you want to act as pilot in command of a tailwheel airplane, you need to have made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to a full stop in a tailwheel airplane within the preceding 90 days. Full stop, not touch and goes, this is separate from your regular currency. So if you fly both a Cessna 172 and a Citabria, you need to track currency in each one independently, and for those of you flying airplanes with more than one engine, the same category and class rules apply. Your multi-engine currency does not come from flying a single. You need those 3 takeoffs and landings in a multi-engine airplane to carry passengers in a multi-engine airplane. Let's put this all together with a scenario because scenario-based thinking is exactly what the FAA wants to see. It is a Friday evening in June. Sunset is at 8:30. You want to take 2 friends on a night flight to see the city lights. Your logbook shows your last 3 landings were a daytime flight 72 days ago. Touch and goes? You have not flown at night since February. Can you make this flight? Well, your daytime currency is fine. 72 days is within 90, but night currency? February was over 90 days ago. You are not night current. So here's what you do. You go out that afternoon solo and fly 3 full stop landings during the nighttime currency window, which starts 1 hour after sunset. That means you need to be making those landings after 9:30. Full stop each time. Log them. Now you are night current, and you can take your friends up. Is it inconvenient? A little. But that is the rule, and it exists for a reason. Night flying requires specific skills. Depth perception changes. Spatial disorientation risk goes up. The FAA wants to know that you have recently demonstrated you can handle an airplane after dark. The big picture here is that the FAA built 61.57 as a minimum standard. 3 takeoffs and landings in 90 days is a low bar. It is not a proficiency standard. It is a legal threshold below which the FAA says you have no business carrying people who are trusting you with their lives. Your personal standard should be higher. How much higher depends on you, your experience level, and your honesty about where your skills actually are. That's the heart of 61.57. Know the numbers, track your dates, and never confuse what is legal with what is safe. Big thanks to the FAA's regulations and the Airman Certification Standards for keeping these standards clear, even when the language takes a couple of reads to parse. More at radiohangar.com. Fly the pattern. I'll see you next time.